Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. After an incredible wild card weekend, we are ready to roll. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Also, happy Sergei Fedorov Day. We'll be giving away tickets for tonight's retirement ceremony and matchup against the Hurricanes in the 7 o'clock hour. John, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was great weekend. It was a very busy weekend. We had, this is birthday month in the Jansen house, so we had Ruby was yesterday. She's her turn 19. Jack on Saturday, he turned 15. So we got another driver's ed candidate. And so we had a couple of birthdays. Obviously, the football was amazing. Jack had a football banquet that took 5.5 hours. Those are always great. And new TV. So it was an unbelievable weekend. And all the Christmas decorations got put away. Wow. Rocking and rolling.
Okay, I have a lot of follow-up questions. How do we feel about the 15-year-old behind a wheel right now?
Good? Great.
Good.
You know, it's my fourth one, so I'm broken in regards to being able to handle some of the stresses. And as we all know, men are much better drivers than women. So excited to finally have a boy behind the wheel. I'll light that bomb and throw it out there right now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm. Trust me, more drivers in the house, much better because of all kids' activities and, yes, driving to school, all those things.
Why does a banquet have to take 5.5 hours?
Well, this one had a medical episode right in the middle.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Now I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, no, that took a little while. It was going to take a minimum of 4 to 4.5 hours anyway.
How many awards
because
are we handing
out there? it was a state championship football banquet. So,
and the best Tuesday practicer of the season goes to.
Yes. Exactly. But it was fun and well, yeah. So that was Saturday.
Christmas decorations, yeah, it sounds about right. New TV. Give me the details. Yeah.
Oh, so in our bedroom, we had this old TV that we brought from the other house and it just, hey, you know, it would never connect to the internet. Because it's supposedly a smart TV that was dumb because it's, you know, it's 10 years old or whatever. I couldn't get all the apps on it. Every time I would turn it on, it would take 10 minutes to connect to the internet. So every single night when we would lay down, try and turn on the game, Lisa would hear me say a whole bunch of bad words and I hate this TV. And so we're at Costco yesterday and I mean, TVs aren't that expensive anymore. And,
no.
And so we got a new TV. Hung it up yesterday, got it connected, and it works like a charm. And it's bigger than the other one. So
how big is it?
It's a.
I realized it right as I was saying it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It leads me into one of the great lines in the Jansen household over the weekend, because it's the old one we had was 55. This one is 65, and so I hang it and. Lisa was out at the store. She comes back. She's laying down with Teddy, and she sees the TV. So she instantly comes out onto the loft and she says, "It's so big." And I said, You're welcome. And the kids all roll their eyes, throw pillows at me. And that's the enjoyment and the excitement of living in the Jansen house.
Look, it was a good weekend to get a new TV. Because you didn't really have to leave the couch with these matchups we had, John.
Oh, man. Thursday night, Friday night. And I know Friday nights was a blowout, but that was so much fun to watch Indiana just spank Oregon. Saturday, all day long. Great games. Well, all day long. Two of them. And then Sunday, all day long. And we got another one tonight. Now, I think tonight's going to be more of the defensive struggle.
A little bit like last night.
Yeah. I know there's overreactions that we're going to get to. And there's some good ones in there that I'm going to have to react to.
But just like on the surface, guys, we were treated to late game heroics up and down the card this weekend from the jump, right? The Panthers are suddenly in this thing with a lead late. Stafford with the ball, and the throw he made in the final minute was incredible. Not to be outdone, Caleb Williams had a 4th and 8 rolling to his left on a unbelievable play that he makes in a big spot. And you keep going. Josh Allen, gotta have it spot. On the road, you can't get bounced in the first round, not in the playoffs without Mahomes, without Lamar, without Burrow and their heroics at the end. You just keep going up and down the card every single matchup, John. It's the Niners depleted, no Kittle. Eagles, though, their offense all year has struggled. A chance late with the football. What more could you have asked for from Wild Card Weekend?
It was just fun. And it obviously for Detroit fans, it needed to be fun.
Right.
It needed to be entertaining because we didn't have a seat at the table until we saw Hutch with actual a seat at the table because he's not playing. It was a fun football weekend, which is, I know there's a lot of Detroit sports fans that were like, you know what, not going to watch it. And maybe you were watching the Wings on Saturday, which, hey, that was awesome.
Great call.
Yeah.
Emphatic win. 4-0. Shutout. Showdown with Montreal, the Canadiens.
Yeah.
And it'll be another big
game.
Back
in first place.
Yeah. Look, and John, how about this? We can't even use the caveat we've been saying, which is, well, they got a minus goal differential, so pump the brakes. Guess what, boys? Got a positive goal differential now. 7-2-1 in the last 10 games. And again, tonight is not just Fedorov night. I mean, that's the headline. 91, yeah. Long overdue, goes up to the rafters. They tell people get there way early, 5:30 in your seats for a 7 o'clock puck drop, 7:15. It's also just a good showdown. It's the first place team in the Metropolitan in Carolina gets first place team in the Atlantic.
Yep. And I mean, we talk about this frequently in regards to is the wing season for real? Are you getting behind it? They are. Over the last week, right, we see them in first place, then we see them in second, then we see them in third, then we see them back in first. Like, it's that tight at the top of the Atlantic, but it's, 4 points above the cut line. And then after a week, 10 days, it's 5 points above the cut line. And then after another couple of weeks, it's 6 points. Like, they're starting to inch into a category of creating a decent buffer where it's not just, hey, we lose tonight, somebody else wins, or that we got a game in hand, all of those different things. Like, they're starting to get to that point where you're like, you got to have to make the decision. You think this team is going to be in the playoffs or not? Now, yeah, bunch of season left to play, and we know that your favorite month of the year, March, is still on the horizon, but
he says it like there's no pain in his voice. It's a big deal what they do in the month of MARCH. But I've tried to live in the moment, and I really do appreciate what I'm seeing. Like, this is kind of everything that you dreamed of all at once, right? It's 100 years of hockey. You put the Hockey Town logo back. You retire 91, your first place team. You're playing winning hockey. The Gibson signing. I want to spotlight that for a second because he was off to such a rough start this year, including the first game of the season. He was chased by Montreal. Well, what does he do over the weekend on the road at their place? Saves every single shot they throw at the net. And John, he has been very good now for over a month. He's been good since the start of December. And some of this is, I think they're playing better in front of him. It's that relationship, defense and goaltending. You got to play with one another, not against one another. Fewer odd man rushes, right? More blocked shots, less quality chances. And you let a goalie build some confidence. It's a real thing. the confidence of a goaltender, shows up in rebound control, shows up in positioning, that little extra juice. You know you've got a goalie. It helps your team when you go into any big matchup. So, look, I think the save percentage is identical to what it was last year. But if you were to ask, well, what about for the last month and a half? It's better. And that's maybe the difference. You start looking for things. Well, how is this going to be different than last year's or the year before's Red Wing team? Because 2 years ago, John, they famously had that 9-10 point cushion mm-hmm. and missed the playoffs. And that cushion existed in MARCH. So it's why it's important that we look for things to be different, because you got to survive that month, especially with the Olympic layover. But everything is exactly what you'd want it to be right now. You got a first place club that's improving.
Yep. And it's fun because, one, it hasn't felt like this in a long time, but it's so many young players. And we want to know, like, are they going to hit a wall? Or because some of them, a lot of them, won't be playing over the Olympic break, like, rust. Is this, well, it could be rust, but it could also be that little break. Hey, the vacation in the middle of the year that just re-energizes you. It hits that pause button. You get a chance to sleep a little bit more, recover a little bit more. And then because it's 82 and you got this month-long break almost in the middle, hey, it's kind of split up half and half. Let's get after it again in the second half. How are they going to react? Like, we don't know about that.
Yeah, and it's why, like, you wanted the guys to get recognition and play for their country. But for DeBrincat or for Kane or for Edvinson, kind of an odd snub in my mind, those guys won't get hurt. You know what I mean? They won't be playing high-level hockey to where you put yourself in harm's way. And they should come back refreshed for that push. And for the guys that are playing, I get it, man. Go represent your country. Come back and hit the ground running. It's right there for them. It's been right there for them the last couple years. It'll be very interesting to see. Does Yzerman handle the deadline any differently if he's got a first-place team? Right?
I think he'll be forced to. Now, it doesn't mean he has to be forced to make a deal.
No.
Or to make one that would handicap them moving forward. But, I mean, sure, if you're in that position, can't you make yourself just a little bit better?
I would think so. And you know other people around you will, which is, again, part of it. 248-539-9797. We had a great weekend with the NFL. We've got Overreact Gyms at 7:02. Some big takeaways from this weekend. If you've got some you want to sprinkle in early, let us know. 248-539-9797. We've got Red Wing tickets for tonight's game. 7 o'clock hour. Be listening. We'll tell you how to win those tickets. 6:35. Later this hour, are the Detroit Rams back?
Come on. Come on, man.
You got Bears-Rams in the next round of the playoffs.
Bears.
97.1.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. 7 o'clock hour, your chance to win tickets for tonight's Sergei Fedorov night at Little Caesars Arena. Also a showdown between two first-place teams, Carolina Hurricanes in town, first place in the Metro, and the Red Wings, first place in the Atlantic. John, I mentioned that John Gibson had a shutout over the weekend in Montreal. Far cry from his performance in the opener. He's played so much better. Since December 1st, he's 12-2 with a .932 save percentage. That's unbelievable. And I don't know how much of it is he's become a significantly better goalie, or they finally started playing competent defense in front of him, and it's built him back into that confident goalie he once was.
It's
chicken or the egg, doesn't matter.
Well, it's like a lot of things that we talk about. There's a lot of factors involved. I'm sure there, on some level, it's both. Or all of the factors, but there's always going to be some shots on goal.
Mm-hmm.
And when your goalie is playing as he is, it helps the defense, gives the defense more confidence, and all of a sudden the defense starts playing better. But I believe it starts with a goalie that is playing at a high level right now.
Yeah, and then I don't know if this coincides with Seider and Edvinson playing together, but when you can go 25 minutes a night with a shutdown pair,
mm-hmm.
take up almost half the game, that'll go a long way too. And both those guys have had strong seasons.
Well, and another factor, I mean, throw in there Todd McClellan and his coaching staff.
Full year.
You know, it is a full year, and it's a full year not just of, hey, here's how we want to do the X's and O's of it, but it's a full year of a standard that was set, and if you can't live up to it, we'll find somebody that will.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, some of the texts pouring in. We mentioned we'll get into overreact gyms from the weekend, wildcard weekend that featured all kinds of close football games and dramatic finishes. This one says, guys, it's a shame the Packers didn't take the points twice against the Bears. That could have been the difference. Oh, wait, they did take the points, and it isn't automatic.
Hmm. That was
McManus,
a wild
baby.
Game.
Unbelievable.
It was just a wild game.
What, he missed two kicks and an extra point?
And how about all of the memes that come out afterwards of Matt LaFleur being on the staff and the sideline 28-3 for the Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and now he's the one that's up 21-3. He was up, 16 in the fourth quarter and lost it.
You hate to see it, John. Look, I don't like seeing the Bears win.
A lot of
win.
Conflicts in that game.
I don't like seeing the Bears win, but a nice consolation prize is seeing the Packers lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what else we got here? This Ticket Tech says, guys, I don't want to hear anybody spewing that Goff is better than Purdy. Look at what Purdy did. That mobility, those skills, he's on another level than Goff.
I don't know that I would say that. I would say that Kyle Shanahan is on another level.
The coaching job, I think he should be the coach of the year.
I think he should be the coach of the year, and quite honestly, Robert Saleh should be the defense coordinator of the year.
What he's done with what they lost.
Yeah, assistant coach of the year, whatever they have.
Yeah, I know in college it's the Broyles Award, but whatever equivalent. Yeah, give him some love.
What he's been able to do, losing, Greenlaw as a linebacker, losing Bosa as an edge, losing a number
Warner.
Of other guys. Yeah, I mean, it's
their
just...
first-round pick, Williams, out of Georgia, has been out.
And yet... they still find a way to scratch and claw and get wins. Do enough to give your offense a chance.
And always pretty. How about this, guys? It'd be nice if the Lions were in the playoffs with no Chiefs and no Eagles, signed Hoff.
Sure.
It's so wide open.
So, I mean, that's what we talked about with Josh Allen. Hey, there's no Burrow. There's no Mahomes. There's no, Lamar Jackson. And it took all he could do to get through week one of the wild card weekend of the playoffs. Now, I don't know if it ultimately means that they go on to win the Super Bowl,
but
it didn't feel like a Super Bowl winning team the Bills.
But who did? Who would you come out and say, boy, I watched them this weekend and they are head and shoulders better than the field? Nobody. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
And this isn't me saying if the Lions got in, they'd win the Super Bowl, but just, man, it just feels as open as it's been. This was the stat, right? The first playoff without Brady, Manning, or Mahomes since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows we don't need these guys because we still got great football.
Yeah, but we still have, what, Denver and Seattle to see in the postseason. Yep. And maybe they're the ones that just, you know, knock your socks off.
Guys, I see the 49ers have made it this far with all their injuries, but Lions apologists always have to say the reason they didn't make it was because of injury. I think the Niners are...
Yeah, they're debunking that one. Now, they may ultimately get eliminated because of,
sure,
of that. And we thought that last year with the Lions. Like, hey, they no matter how banged up they were, they should have beat Washington. But to think that in the NFC Championship game they were going to beat the Eagles, okay, that's where it moves from excuse to reason.
No, but I guess the point would be what the Niners showed you is finding a way. And the Lions used to do that, right? They had some injuries last year and won 15 football games. This year, it can't be the excuse that they were too injured. They just didn't find a way to win these games, and you've seen San Francisco prove the case. You can still navigate those injuries. Their quarterback missed 8 games. Brock Purdy missed 8 regular season games. How many NFL teams lose their starting quarterback for half the season and still make the playoffs? How many are going to miss all pros, plural, on defense and go into Philadelphia and win a road playoff game against the defending champs? That is the grit that we used to see here in Detroit. So 248-539-9797. We got some texts coming in about Detroit Rams and rooting interest with Matthew Stafford going toe-to-toe with Ben Johnson next round of the NFL playoffs. We'll get to that at 6:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, one battle after another, Hamnet, The Pit, Adolescence, and The Studio were big winners at the Golden Globes last night. So the 83rd annual award show, which was hosted for the second consecutive year by Nikki Glaser, celebrated the best in film and television. I did not watch. I'm guessing you guys weren't watching either because there was other things on TV last night. But it sounds like it was a very tame night at the award show. Everything kind of went off without a hitch. There was no, you know, unsavory jokes, no big, huge political statements. And a lot of the projected winners won. But it sounds like so everything kind of went off as you would imagine.
Everything went chalk. It was just as it was
written.
Which
I guess is not a bad thing.
No,
all the time.
The shows you reference are the shows that people have been talking about. So.
So here's some of the winners. And some of them I've never seen or even heard of, which is not surprising because that's typically how it goes. Best Motion Picture, Hamnet, that won. One Battle After Another won for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, which, did you guys watch that?
No.
Yeah, no singing, no real big laughs, but it was a good movie. But definitely not a comedy. Also won for Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay. So lots of awards for that one. That has Leonardo DiCaprio, so...
I'm out.
Out. Sinners won. K-pop Demon Hunters won. Lots of awards. As far as TV goes, The Pit got a lot of... wins there, Best Drama, Best Actor as well.
Have either of you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it.
No, okay. I honestly, I know we'll talk about this later in the month. I'm going to turn 50 at the end of the month, and I feel even older right now because you're talking about what is current on TV, and I don't even think I've heard almost of any of these, TV or movies.
I watched The Pit last season. I watched the first.
What's it about?
It's intense.
It's like ER. Basically, but not quite.
Oh, you know what? I thought I saw a commercial for it, and it's got one of the doctors from ER.
Yes.
Okay.
And he won for Best Actor, Noah Wiley. Yeah. So it's a good show. Adolescence won a lot, too. I watched that.
That phase in my house. I don't need it anymore.
Television limited series. That was good. The Studio won Best Television Series. Obviously, you can go on and see the list of all the winners, but I've seen some, heard of some, but haven't seen most.
Okay.
You guys, after 132 years in business, Dietrich Furs will be officially closing its doors this spring. Now, I'll tell you, I've never worn fur in my life, whether it be real or faux.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I will always remember, and that's the commercial that goes along with Dietrich Furs. You just keep saying it.
As soon as I saw this news article, I started singing that in my head. And for those that grew up in the Detroit area, or at least of my age as well,
yes.
Heather, yours, it's the woman on the horse with the white fur.
Yes. Yep. So the business is now in its fifth generation of family retail. And the family released a statement saying that they've made the decision to retire. They're going to focus on health and well-being and the family. So good for them. Yeah. The store will close on April 30th and they will be holding a retirement liquidation sale.
It's sad that it's closing because of the time that it has been part of the, you know, Southeast Michigan, Detroit community. I'm just glad that they're retiring from their choice. And it's not a, you know, it's not a business matter. It's they're just retiring.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was because Aaron Andrews bought the entire catalog. Did you see what she was wearing this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes, that I think we all saw that.
The skunk pelt.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of fur it was, but it was large. But she was warm.
It was poofy.
And it was billowing in the wind a little bit. It was like you said, skunk fur.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a skunk
reminiscent
pelt.
Yes. Excuse me. Well, after playing the same numbers for 20 years, a Macomb County man won $32 million.
Wow.
Playing Lotto 47. 73-year-old man. He's going to remain anonymous. But like I said he's been playing Lotto 47 for 20 years, always uses the same set of numbers. Boom, finally hit. Couldn't believe it. He purchased the winning ticket in Chesterfield, and he's already went to claim his prize of one-time lump sum payout of $22.8 million. And you know what he plans to do first thing?
Retire.
Well, I'm sure he already is at 73. I hope he's retired. Yeah. He plans to buy a new pair of shoes and a car.
Okay.
And then share the rest with family.
All right, there you go.
Pair of sneakers.
Greg, you're the numbers guy. Is there any advantage to playing the same numbers over and over again?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Random luck, and good for him. You probably heard Ben Johnson after the big win. He didn't hold back his feelings following Chicago's victory over Green Bay. They posted on their social media page, but as part of his post-game locker room speech, he shouted, "F the Packer." Oh, there it goes. I didn't know if we had sound or not, but I'm glad we did. Yeah, F the Packers.
Yeah. Well, it's just a whole lot of beeping.
It is. Yeah, the sound is. Exactly.
It's Heather with the news. 97.1.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We'll have some reactions and overreactions coming up at 7:02 with the Overreact Gyms. But we want to talk a little bit about Wild Card Weekend. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Thrillers, incredible football, big-time storylines. And, John, it shapes up that this next round of the playoffs will feature Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears against Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams. Are the Detroit Rams back?
No. No, I don't think anybody is sitting there going, oh, well, we're going to root for Stafford because he was here and he was such a nice guy. That old entire ship has sailed again. It's no longer an issue. So the question is, would you rather be rooting for the Rams or the Bears?
I'd rather root against the division. I would rather root for the Rams.
But, okay, just stick with me here.
Yeah, I'll work with you.
The Lions were only, two wins away from winning the division.
Yeah.
So if somebody in your division, it's like the Big Ten. If somebody in the Big Ten wins the national title, then yeah, woohoo, best conference. If not that the Bears are going to go on to win the Super Bowl, but if you want to say, well, we lost out on the toughest division, or we lost to the eventual, NFC title contenders or NFC champs, it doesn't do you any good.
But you don't root for your rival. The Bears are a rival. I don't have the personal venom towards Ben Johnson that I know some of our listeners have.
Well, see, I don't either, and that's why it's...
But you have personal venom towards Stafford?
No, Sean McVay. I can't stand him. I can't stand him. And I just don't want another... I don't want an L.A. team. They don't even care about football out there. They don't care about it at all. At least the city of Chicago cares about their team, even though they're going to lose it to the state of Indiana. They care about their team. Like, Midwest, we care about football. And,
hey, those
and
are the Gary Bears to you.
I still do have a connection. And I know, Blake Corum plays for the Rams, and Colston Loveland plays for... I always go back to the whole Michigan connection. And so I'd just like to see Colston Loveland get a nice run in the postseason. That's what it boils down for me.
Well, they had their win. There's their nice run.
Yeah.
Look, I don't believe... the whole Detroit Rams movement was pathetic. It's one thing if you were like, hey, I want Stafford to do well when he leaves. It's not his fault. He was saddled with baggage, the losing organization that is the Detroit Lions. But Detroit Rams became this weird, Detroit gets credit if Stafford wins.
Yeah,
we don't get credit for failing him. It doesn't count towards a Detroit
or him failing us. Yeah,
I think we know what it was more of.
It takes two. But yes, I mean, they didn't give them they didn't have the support, whether it was a defense at the time or a rushing game at the time.
They did give them
one of the best receivers in the history of football.
Of course, but it was more of an indictment on what the Lions didn't do with a future Hall of Fame quarterback. It shouldn't have been some rallying cry for Detroit sports fans. It should have been a cry for help.
Yeah.
Because this guy's going and doing this thing. So anyway, how you feel about this matchup? We're going to have all week. I know you're going to be watching it, even if you're nauseated. Ben Johnson against Matthew Stafford. Who are you going to root for? And maybe it's Bane to have the field explode or open up. 248-539-9797. The first text says, Detroit Rams were a one-time thing for most Lions fans. It was buried when we had the wild card against the Rams. I don't want the Bears to win, but I don't care if the Rams win.
I mean, maybe that's...
just indifference?
Yeah, I mean, it's... it was like, who were you rooting for between the Packers and the Bears? It was, you knew eventually if they went into overtime, it was just going to keep going until somebody won. I don't know. I was kind of maybe hoping that they would just go in perpetuity and the curfew would hit, they'd have to stop the game and then restart it the next day. I don't know. It was just, I was hoping for chaos no matter what it was.
I'm glad you guys brought up the Detroit Rams. The way Stafford and Ben left couldn't have been more different. Stafford did it with class, and we all agreed it was time to move on. Ben Johnson went to a division rival, took several gratuitous parting shots at our guys on his way out the door. I hope Stafford embarrasses them.
I don't have an issue with how Ben Johnson left. Do I think he is a D-bag? Yeah, but I kind of felt that here. Now, but he was ours, and we didn't get a chance to hear from him as much as you hear from a head coach, but I don't think he's different or acting different because he's now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I think he was that guy here in Detroit, but at the time we accepted all of it because he was ours. And how he left, there was a job opening. He's going to make a lot more money.
Yeah.
And he interviewed it for, I know everybody says, oh, he wasn't prepared for the Washington game. There was a lot of people that weren't prepared for the Washington game, but he went through the same process as every other single coach that is playing in the postseason or that had the week one bye because they were the one seed and then took a job.
I don't hate, like I said, I don't have the venom or the hate for Ben Johnson that a lot of people do. To me, it's just as simple as this. F the Bears. It's as simple as they're the division rival. That is where my ire would be. I would rather them lose. This text says, as a self-proclaimed Stafford slappy, the Detroit Rams are absolutely back. I loved watching him this weekend. Vintage Stafford would 100% rather have the Lions alive, but I did get that good old Detroit Rams feeling this weekend. It was fun. Love the Bears matchup.
I didn't get that feeling at all.
John, this text says, there's a flaw in your logic. I root for the Big Ten unless it's Ohio State. So go Stafford and company, Leo, in the truck.
Yeah, I was kind of forced with that conundrum last year when Ohio State was playing for the national title. And it was easier last year because Michigan had beaten them. Still don't know how, but they did. They ended up with more points than they did.
I might hate the Bears and dislike Ben Johnson, but there's one thing you can tell. He learned from Dan taking things personal, and he took it out on the Packers going into that game.
I didn't have any issue with the post-game handshake. I know everybody tried to make a big deal about that. I didn't have an issue with that. And I don't have an issue with, you know, the old, you know, F the Packers in the locker room. Like, that's
a locker room.
It's a locker room, yeah. And, I mean, if
it's fiery, if it's competitive,
if there were cameras in there when I was playing, like it would have been a whole lot of the same. It's just, this is, you know, in the last, what, 4 years, really, that this whole post-game locker room speech where the cameras are allowed in there immediately for the head coach's, you know, pep talk. Like, I don't have any issue with that either. I'd prefer that he kept his shirt on at all times.
Okay, but this text speaks to it. He says, are we okay to chant F Ben Johnson now? Because honestly, F Ben Johnson, it's classless, but man, F Ben Johnson.
It's not how I would operate, but you do you.
Guys, I didn't have some huge issue with him using it as a, we say F the Packers.
Yeah.
Our fans say that. You don't think the competitors who got the juices flowing after a big game?
Yeah, the opponent's head coach.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't have any issue with that.
Four words on the ticket text. Okay, we said, who are you rooting for? Ben Johnson and the Bears or Matthew Stafford and the Rams, a conflicted Detroit. Who are you rooting for? Four words. Rooting for the meteor. We'll get more of your feedback.
Yeah, when are the aliens supposed to come from behind the meteor?
We've got open lines, some good responses coming in. We'll take your calls, read your texts. It's 97.1.
Hey, if hair loss has been on your mind, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration is the doctor you need to go see. He was just named that top hair restoration surgeon in the Midwest, and that award reflects what his patients and his own family already know. Dr. B has had the procedure himself. He's restored his son's hair and his nephew's too. And when it comes to trust, it doesn't get more personal than that. Dr. B is a board certified surgeon and the only physician in Detroit offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, all performed by his full-time in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no shortcuts, just real natural hair you can run your fingers through. And if you've been waiting for the right time, this is it. Don't put it off another year. Make 2026 the year you look like yourself again. Schedule your free consultation today, and when you mention 97.1, you'll receive $1,000 off your procedure. Dr. B treats every patient like family. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Are the Detroit Rams back? Are you rooting for Stafford again as they face the Bears next round of the playoffs? We got Overreact Jim's coming up at 7:02, recapping Wild Card Weekend. Great responses coming in. Rooting for the Bears. Once the Lions are out, I want to see the division win. Go Lions. I'm always rooting for Kelly Stafford's pain. Go Bears. Her and her kids?
Yeah, only you.
Rooting against the Bears, Ben Johnson has a punchable face. John, Ben Johnson is far more unlikable to me than Sean McVay. I hated his F the Packers gimmick in the post-game speech, and the handshake was ridiculous. Go Rams.
I didn't have any issue with the handshake.
John is wrong. Still rooting for Stafford. He would have done more here with protection.
A
run game
sure.
And a defense. And yeah. Guys, I hated the Detroit Rams thing, but I'll always be a Stafford fan. The guy gave his all for this franchise and left on good terms. I'm rooting for Chicago because they have Bregman. That may or may not make an appearance in the overreactions. Stafford all day. The Bears need to go down. I want the Bears to win because we lost to them twice and it could have been us.
Wait, we lost to the Bears twice? No, we beat the Bears.
I want them
twice.
Oh, we beat them twice. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's
on me, not the texture. Yeah. Because
fire
the Lions
up chips.
Because they beat the Bears twice, it could be us.
I mean, yeah, we don't need to rehash why the Lions are out of it. They're out of it. I just don't have this is and I understand it. For the vast majority of Detroit sports fans or Lions fans, it may be the case that you just can't stand it that the Bears would win a postseason game. They've already won one. You don't want them to see them win two. I just don't like the Rams. My disdain for them is greater than the disdain for the Bears.
There's a world where Ben Johnson's Bears host an NFC championship game. I would prefer that doesn't happen. If Stafford goes on to win a Super Bowl, I already know it. He's an elite quarterback. He's
right.
Already proven
he's already
it.
won one.
Yeah. I would rather that outcome than Ben Johnson hosting an NFC title or winning an NFC title or going to a Super Bowl and doing all the things we thought he would do when he was here. Again, I don't hold it against him, but I don't like it.
By 16 in the second half and wither that one away.
Let's get to the phones. Steve in Southfield, you got some thoughts on a wild card weekend.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pulling for the Rams, not because of no Detroit Rams crap, but I think that Rams are a better team, so I think they'll win. And as far as the Bears, I hope the Lions beat them 52-0 for the next 50 years. So I care less about Ben Johnson. I just hate the Bears. But my comment was, you know, this weekend when I watched the Bills and the Jaguars play, they carried Josh Allen, the last first down that Buffalo got in the touchdown. They picked him up and carried him. You know, I know people were complaining about forward progress and they blow the whistle, but when you got a player like Barry Sanders, you never know when he's going to be actually stopped unless he's laying on the ground. But that's ridiculous. I mean, it's like Three Stooges football. You pick the guy up and you carry him 10 yards. He couldn't even see his feet moving. You know, so I think that the league needs to change that rule as far as this tush-push thing. I think they need to outlaw that altogether. And it's not the way you're supposed to play football. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. I did think it was funny that it was the David Montgomery where you saw David Montgomery's feet not touch the ground. He's actually laughing, and they carry him for another 3 to 5 yards.
Crowd surfing, yeah.
This was the Josh Allen version of it where he ends up not actually getting into the end zone because they said he was down on the one.
Which actually was a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because you want to burn timeouts and clock. You don't want to score too much time.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't like four guys were carrying Josh Allen. It looked like mostly one guy. Osiris Torrance.
Yeah.
Their 350-pound guard just kept him moving. Unbelievable. See, that's as an offensive lineman, you got to love that stuff.
Oh, I do. I'm conflicted on that because if it's in the midfield like the David Montgomery one was, where, hey, all of a sudden, you know, offensive linemen start to get involved and they push the running back forward. They pick up the first down, or it's, you know, it they gain four or five extra yards. It's an energy builder. It's a momentum builder. And I like that, but I also don't like it. I don't mind the tush push, but I don't like the assisting a runner situation. So I'm okay if it stays in, but I wouldn't be heartbroken if they said you can't assist a runner.
Okay.
248-539-9797.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We got some response coming in on Wild Card Weekend. Says you guys were glazing Howie Roseman all season and his team only made it a bit further than the Lions. The guy's got a couple Super Bowls. Not every move's going to pan out, but he clearly takes swings and tries to make them a better team. And they just were not, John, at any point this season, the team they were a year ago. No matter what he did, they weren't going to reformat this.
There were some other things going on. Did you see Sirianni run down the sidelines to start chewing on A.J. Brown? And like,
what do you think he said?
And then A.J. Brown, you know, drops an important first down, you know, with what, 3 minutes left in the game? I don't know what to make of it. It just seems like there's something going on in that locker room that we can see, but nobody's saying anything about.
Yeah, what do you think Sirianni said to him? I know after the game he said, that's kind of our relationship. We can be intense. We went through every emotion together. Brady was defending it on the broadcast, going, that's just competitors. A coach is challenging his player.
I get that, but to run 25 yards down the field.
Sprint up
to
him.
And you know, and get in his face like that. It'd be one thing if you're, hey, you know, you walk up to him, he's sitting at the bench, and you show him the iPad, and you're like, hey, you know, what the hell are you doing on this? Like, this is not what we coach, not what we do, it's not the effort we need, whatever it is.
And then tempers naturally flare up, and that happens.
But to charge at him, it just seemed odd.
What do you think he was saying? Your ass wanted to get traded, and you can't catch the effing ball?
I don't know. Sit down, read your book. I don't know.
Catch the ball. You're demanding the ball. Catch it when we throw it to you.
But they had only thrown it to him like twice in the game.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple deep shots to him, and one was like just tip of his fingers that he didn't bring in, and then the obvious drop in the fourth quarter on a third down. Now, Hurts converts the very next play, but yeah, man, like that's your stud receiver.
Yeah, that's your number one. That's the guy you traded for. That's a move that we saw, you know, hey, you know, Howie Roseman going out there and making the team better. Those are the type of moves where, you know, if you want to use the term glazing Howie Roseman, like that was one of them that we used to talk about how, you know, the moves he was making, how we thought that it was him going after a Super Bowl.
Let's get to Duke. You're next up. Good morning, Duke. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? I was just telling the screener, I'm so conflicted. This was a nightmare for me this weekend. Because I love Stafford. I love Ben when he was here, but I didn't like how he left. And he took all our principles, and now he's winning with them. He can't beat us, but he's winning with them. So I can't see them win a championship. So that's hard to watch. And then Stafford winning two before we win one, then the whole talk is going to be the Rams won the trade.
Well, they already did win the trade. You know,
I don't think they did yet. I think it's, you know what I mean? Because I think, okay, one, if we win a championship next year without them winning, I mean, without them winning two, then it was kind of even. Don't you agree, maybe?
I mean, I suppose there's a world where we can even things, but currently they won the trade.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any way to look at it other than, I mean, you can't just sit there and say, well, the Lions are doing things that they've never done in franchise history, but they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
The Rams won a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl, so they won the trade. It can work out for both.
It can, yeah. And I think it has worked out for both, but they're the big winners of the trade because they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And whether they win 2, 3, 4, 10, they won the trade. We could, I suppose, to his point, win a Super Bowl with Goff and the guys that we got back and say it's a tie, but we're not winning the trade. They made an all-in move to win a Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. Like, mission accomplished.
Right, yeah. I don't know if the Rams just have an issue about playing in Carolina. That was a very non-Rams performance, yeah. Just like the last time they were there. And we always thought, well, it was the rain, it was the all of those things. But I didn't see a Super Bowl winning team. I saw a wide open playoff field.
It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.